Taking time to come into our postures, perhaps using the postures that we've been engaged with the tree, to continue to cultivate some nice stability and rootedness. And strength and flexibility, perspective, and a capacity to let be. Things couldn't be otherwise. To let be, to let go. And feeling the breathing, the breath in the whole body, and aware of the endings and the beginnings of the breathing. The end of the out-breath, the beginning of the in-breath, end of the in-breath, beginning of the out-breath, and on and on. If we wish to begin anew, it requires some kind of ending, letting be, some letting go. And so we may have a sense of our aspirations or not, but we might have a sense of something that needs to end, that we need to let be with, to let go of. So take a moment to contemplate what feels workable, not overwhelming. Can you still maintain some of those qualities of the tree? If there's any feeling of overwhelm and losing that stability, then choose something else. And when you feel ready, try on saying, I'm letting you be, letting you be, letting you go, letting be, letting go. Taking good care of this heart mind, this body. Let the posture of the tree help you. letting be, letting go. And then pause with that and just notice how it sits with you. A soothing touch as need be. Respecting all these workings of the heart. And from this, is there a sense of what you aspire to, what you would like to begin anew? It may be directly connected to the letting be issue, or simply kind of associated with it. Regardless, it makes sense for you. You resonate with it in your body. There's a sense of yes. This is the aspiration to begin anew. And can you turn whatever the aspiration is into a short phrase, as we do with loving kindness? May I live from love. May I cultivate peace. May I walk the path of peace or the path of compassion. May joy guide my way. And so when you find a way of expressing it, try on repeating that phrase a number of times and feel it through the body, the heart, the mind as you do so. And adjust the phrase as need be. May I. And then pause with that and ground back into the body. Perhaps invoke the image of the tree again. And as you were practicing with May I, you may have had some images of specific actions that would embody that aspiration, that would support it, that would be the aspiration in fruition. Can you allow yourself to bring to mind one or two, no more than three, very specific actions that might really embody that aspiration to begin anew? It could be very simple, like to smile at strangers. To engage in a bit of gratitude in the morning or night. Very simple. To pay attention when you're eating, if just for 30 seconds. And so, coming back to your phrase, may I have in mind any one of these actions as you engage with the may I. And then allow yourself to pause and just notice how it's all sitting with you. The body, the heart, the mind. And just listening to these excerpts from this poem called Begin. Begin again to the summoning birds, to the sight of light at the window. Every beginning is a promise born in light and dying in dark, determination and exaltation of springtime flowering the way to work. Though we live in a world that dreams of ending, that always seems about to give in, something that will not acknowledge conclusion insists that we forever begin. And so may we all find our ways to let be, let go, and begin anew. And feeling into body and breathing. And listening to the bells.